crying in baseball!
Prepare the water cooler, that we may gather around it later and discuss things. Play ball!
It's time for the Coach's Corner on Drive Time Sports.
Holy cow!
It's baseball time. Can't believe it. Winter sports is done. We're gearing up for baseball, which begins on Tuesday for both Carbon and Emory. And on Monday on the show, we're going to hear from Coach Rob Smith of the Emory Spartans. Today, we are going to focus on Carbon High School. And back at the helm once again, Jeff Cincinnatus, manager of the Carbondale baseball team, and he is joining us in the studio right now. Coach, it's always fun to get you in. It's that time of the year again. Thank you.
Yeah, it is time. It seemed like it got here pretty quick, but like we talked about a month ago, I knew it would get here awful fast, and unfortunate for us, the snow is still outside, which makes it doesn't look like baseball season, but it is here. Like you said, we play on March 5th, which is next Tuesday, and the season will be in full swing, I mean, starting next week, so you know, we don't have time to worry about weather or anything else because it's time to get going with our baseball season.
Now, we'll talk about the schedule in just a moment, but first off, tryouts. How did that whole process go, and are you happy with the turnout that you had this year?
Yeah, I mean, you know, you always, as a coach, you never want to cut anyone, so you always hope you don't have to. On the other hand, you always hope you have 100 kids out to want to play for your team, too, and so it's kind of a two-way street. I mean, I'm glad I didn't, you know, have that many kids out that we did have to cut, but the turnout was good. You know, it's hard to do things in the gym. We've been in the gym now since last October, and I basically told the kids, you know, eight weeks ago, that tryouts really started then. I mean, if you think I can look at someone for 2 days in the gym and decide whether or not they're a good baseball player, it's just not going to happen. And unfortunate for us, we haven't had a chance to get outside. I may have kept some kids that can't catch a fly ball, can't hit live pitching. I don't know that. You try and use your best instinct and have your coaches look at guys in the batting cage and whatnot and everything else in the gym and go from there. But, you know, the kids who came on a consistent basis and we got an opportunity to see them and evaluate them are ultimately the kids that we kept. And, you know, I mean, we have to go with that decision and hopefully it pays off for us and we made the right decision. But, you know, there's always an opportunity that you cut somebody you shouldn't have. And I told the younger guys that I did let go, that I really want them to come out and play for our summer program and let us see them play in that atmosphere and have a chance to get better and come back and try out next year. And that's all you can ask for, is that kids continue to try and work hard and get better. I preach, you know, competition every day to my guys, that every day is a competition. You're competing for something every day. And as long as we're competing every day, we're going to get better. And so, you know, that's what we're going to do.
Coach, we'll talk about the senior class that you have coming back. I know last year there were a lot of kids that had given you some quality innings that had really been a part of the program for a long time. And in that, they had some success in getting to the state championship game. This year, I know there is a lot of hype building around Ty Anderson. It's a kid that will play his college ball right here in town next year. That's already a done deal. So talk to me about the senior class and what you have coming back in that regard.
Well, you mentioned Ty, and obviously he's been a big part of our success. You know, he's going to come back and play the shortstop position for us and you know, probably right now lead off again as he did all last year. And, you know, when I look at Ty and his baseball knowledge and his work ethic, and I hope that wears off on everyone on our team. Ty is a hard worker. He just come off, you know, a good basketball season. I thought he worked his tail off in basketball this season. And, you know, his size may hold him back in basketball, but I don't think it'll ever hold him back in baseball. And, you know, he continues to work hard. He's going to be, you know, a really good player, which, you know, he already is. But the senior class, we have 7 seniors this year, which, again, is a big class when you look at it. We graduated 10 last year. You know, you think after you graduate 10 seniors, you're going to come back and maybe only have 1 or 2, but we've got 7 seniors back, you know, which 4 of those guys really seen a significant amount of varsity time last year. You know, we talked about Ty. Adrian Sanchez has been seeing a lot of varsity time since his sophomore season. Got Braxton Bennett, who, you know, seen time last year at second base. Also did a lot of DHing for us at the varsity level. Colin Lewis, you know, seen significant time for us at the varsity level last year. And then, of course, Anthony Jones was our starting catcher the entire year. So, you know, we're going to rely on those guys a lot. But, you know, Nathan Richens – pitched very well for us last year at the underclassmen level and was throwing really well in the summer until he had an injury that took him out of the rest of the summer league. But, you know, we're going to rely on him in the outfield and on the pitcher's mound. And we've got, you know, John Zamatakis in the outfield as another senior that we're going to rely heavily on. So I'm happy with our senior class. For the most part, those guys have gotten, you know, some experience at the varsity level and played some really good time at the JV level. And then we've got a bunch of freshmen and sophomores that are going to push those guys every day, you know, for positions. And, you know, the junior class is a small class. We kept five juniors. You know, we really only had, you know, six or seven try out. So it's not a big class, but there are a couple of those juniors that I see starting right now at the varsity level and giving us some significant minutes, and I hope the rest of them work hard enough that they're contributing by the end of the year. So, you know, I'm excited. I say we're going to be young, but then you say, well, you got seven seniors. How are you young? But, you know, there are some young kids that have the potential to be playing varsity minutes or innings before the year's over.
Again, we're being joined right now by Jeff Coach Cincinnatus of the Carbon High School baseball squad. Coach, we'll look at the schedule. You guys will open things up Tuesday against Cypress on the road, and then that's the annual trip to the Pizza Hut Classic, so we'll get some warm weather in here over the next little while. But that's a great five-game stretch to kind of open up the season, and that's all next week.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, once next week gets here, I mean, we're knee-deep into it. And, you know, again, I scheduled our preseason as tough as I possibly could with good teams that are close to us here. You know, we'll jump up and play Salem Hills again this year, Provo. You know, we open up with Cypress. That's a big school, you know, predominantly had a very good baseball program. Going down to St. George again, you know, those schools are always tough, and we're going to play bigger schools down there right off the bat. And, you know, and all those schools have been outside down there, you know, the entire winter. And so, again, they're going to be way ahead of us when it comes to on-field things. But we use the preseason every year, Jordan, is basically, you know, a bar to set to see where we're at and where we need to be by time region play rolls around. And, you know, hopefully, again, that we get better throughout our preseason. You know, record-wise, I don't know what it's going to look like when the preseason's over. And realistically, it doesn't matter as long as we're getting better every day and our guys are getting some quality at-bats and seeing a lot of things. And we're going to change some things up this year. You know, I'm going to rely heavily upon a lot more discipline in our program to do a lot of things. And, you know, we're going to see how that goes. And so, again, you know, preseason is what it is to get better, and hopefully by region time, because I believe our region is going to be the toughest in 3A this year with teams like Union, ourselves, JUAB. You know, I see all three of those teams with an opportunity to be playing on the last day in May, and they're all good programs. And so, you know, we're going to have our hands full with JUAB and Union in our region, and you never know what the Providence Halls and the ALAs will present, you know, year in and year out. So we'll go from there. And, you know, another team I'll mention is Richfield. You know, they bring back a lot from a team that went pretty deep last year in the state tournament, and they're going to be a team that, you know, by the end of the year are going to be reckoned with. So, you know, we got a lot of good teams in 3A, but we're going to test our knowledge and our game in the 4A and 5A ranks in our preseason.
You know, the last five-game stretch on the schedule, Union, Emory for one game, and then two with JUAB. I mean, that's it's a pretty important stretch all the way around.
I mean, again, Emory, you know, bringing back some quality players from a year ago, and you know, again, it's a rival for us. You know, we're going to be in the same region again next year, which I think is great. You know, and I hope they have all the success that they want this coming baseball season. And, you know, I look forward to, you know, the time that we're going to spend playing them and whatnot. But and you talk about finishing out the region season with Union and JUAB, and again, you know, it's going to be like last year. I'm afraid that the last game of the region season is going to determine the state, you know, the region champion. And hopefully we're right there playing for that region championship again in that game, and a chance to move on and have a higher seed in the state tournament. So again, those two teams, especially Union, if I had to pick one right now, I think they would be the best team in our region starting out wise. You know, you always want to pick your team up there, but I also want our team to know that they have some work to do to get back to the status where we was last year. We had a very good program last year. We lost a lot of very important players. They're big shoes to fill, but I feel if these guys will work hard. I like what I see so far, even in the gym. I just hope we can get outside here before too long and start working outside. But I'm excited, and I'm also a little nervous because I really don't know what to expect from this year's group. You know, the expectations for me are always a state championship, and that's what our expectations are. And I would never set that expectation if I didn't think we could reach that goal. So I just hope our guys get on board, and that's what we're doing.
Now we'll end with this, Coach. I know there have been some new names, some new faces, right, shuffled through as far as your coaching staff goes in the dugout this year.
Yeah, again, at the varsity level, you're going to see some familiar guys. Coach Kyle Abeda is going to be there off and on. You know, he's been with me for quite a few years now. Coach Bennett, Brett Bennett, you know, was a head coach at Carbon High, has helped out last year. He'll be back at the varsity level. Ken Sorensen is a gentleman who started to help out a little bit last year, you know, brings a lot of knowledge, kind of the old school mentality, attitude, you know, and is a little rough on the edges, but I like what Coach Sorensen brings to our program and things. And then we hired a couple of new assistant coaches, some younger guys that just got out of college. Cooper Thorpe played here at the college, and Seth Butterfield, both, you know, he played here at the college too, and both of them are really fresh faces. Cooper Thorpe's brother is the head coach at Payson, and so there's a lot of knowledge with these young guys and what they're going to bring to our program, and I'm excited about their enthusiasm and what they're going to bring to us. So I think our coaching staff is set up pretty well, and you know, I know they're going to work hard, and you know, I'm excited about what they're going to bring to us.
Definitely excited about the baseball season, Coach. Again, next week it gets real for you guys. I appreciate you stopping by to talk a little bit about the team. What you guys will actually have as far as the depth and the personnel and also the coaching staff. Coach, thank you very much.
Thanks, Jordan. Appreciate it.
Again, that's Coach Jeff Cincinnatus of the Carbon Dino baseball team. We've got a break for just a moment. We'll come back and put the final touches on this week of Drive Time Sports right after this.